Welcome back. Welcome back, King. Let's get this show started, man. It's a new day, bro.
What? That's the Blizz I first met, right? No. Blizz I first met had the Breeze. Man, boy, I got the haircut. I'm not cutting my hair. Fuck that.
Nah. I ain't expect you to, but you know, I had to knock this out, man.
What?
Championship ringside is back. Shout out to everybody. Listen, shout out by Sean Love. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to shouting out. Blizzard Blizz here. The new look.
Shout out to new beginners.
Alongside.
King. I mean, I got a new basketball.
Hey, look. Hey.
You know.
This is the first time you had that on the show. So hey, we new things.
And a gummy bear.
Hey, look, you ain't gonna never get no debate on me when it comes to gummy bears. We got an episode today, though.
Man, we got a lot to talk about.
Happy basketball, everybody. I have no clue where we starting at. What, roll of dice? You know what? Let's start off with football. Quick football take, you know what I'm saying? So let's see. San Francisco won, you know,
of course.
Shout out to them. Yeah. Shout out to them. You know,
Super Bowl champions.
Yo, Brock Purdy, he came through, he did his thing, you know. It is what it is. You know, I respect what he's doing. People don't respect what he's doing, but I respect what he's doing. He got them to the NFC championship. Hey, that's what's
up. Again, second year in a row.
Exactly. Detroit, Ryan Gosling is still like playing a football. He's acting as a football player and is working out, bro. Like,
yeah.
Shout out to, you know.
If he can't get an Oscar, he's going to try to get a Super Bowl.
Might as well. You know what I'm saying? I feel like this Joe Flacco on the replacements. You know what I'm saying?
Like, Shane Falco.
That's
Shane Falco, bro.
That's my fault.
It's been your fault. But
Shane
like,
Falco was the quarterback of the Ravens.
Huh?
Shane Falco was the quarterback of the Ravens.
Joe Flacco was the quarterback for the Ravens, who's currently the quarterback of the Browns. Shane Falco is a fictional quarterback played by Keanu Reeves. He played for the Washington Sentinels or Sabres. I think it was the Washington Sentinels.
He wasn't based on a real character?
No, I mean, it probably somebody he was based on.
You sure it wasn't based on Joe Flacco?
It wasn't Joe. We didn't know who Joe Flacco was in the year 2000.
How we know that's not his story?
It's not. It's not Joe Flacco.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, who that was? Oh, shout out to Detroit. Y'all made it.
Shout out to Lamar, man.
I'm a roll. We're going to get to the AFC. I'm going to roll with your people, though. I'm going to roll with the 49ers on this one.
I mean, that's being smart.
Hey, they got a chance to lose. Just, I don't know nobody else in Detroit besides, you know, Jared Goff or Ryan Gosling, however y'all want to put, like, whatever y'all want to call him.
They got some dude on there. They call him the Sun God.
That's not somebody on Thor.
I don't know, but I think he's an Uber driver, too.
Hustle's a hustle, bro.
I mean, you know, they blue collar in Detroit, so you know they're the working class man.
AFC, Chiefs beat the Bills, whatever.
Yeah.
The Ravens won though, and our boy still rolling, and we gonna keep rolling. We got Lamar Jackson winning. You know what I'm saying, Patrick Mahomes. Shout out to you. You know. Our light skin brother, but we cheering for the other brother on this one. No disrespect. And honestly, we don't want to see Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl either. Like
we really
kind of over, You know,
nah.
I would rather see her watch Lamar Jackson win the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Or she could pull up with Usher without no ties to everything that was going on. You know,
if like Lamar Jackson would have been dating Rihanna, yeah, cool. Show Rihanna every 5 minutes.
Megan Thee Stallion. You know, he date Megan Thee Stallion. It's like, all right, cool. You know, every 5 yards she twerking. Like, okay, well, look, we not mad. We watching Baltimore. We just watching football.
And we not just hating on the white woman because I mean, Lamar could date Iggy Azalea. We ain't tripping. They can show her.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, I watch her swag, sir. You know?
It's just Taylor Swift. She kind of like Napoleon Dynamite with lipstick. Yeah. I'm not the only one thing. Wait, Travis Kelce, you going to come fight me? What's that?
He ain't going to win. I got Lamar winning. I got 49ers winning next week, so we're going to see what's down with that.
Yeah,
is this next one?
I got Lamar going against 49. We're going to get that lick back from 10 years ago.
Pause, but okay, I got you.
I mean, it's San Francisco, man. It is what it sounds like.
Damn. Yeah. You're right. All right. Let's get to it, man.
All right.
King.
What's up?
We've been doing this show for a minute.
Going on.
Cracking our jokes, chilling, you know, our fun. People subscribe, people don't, you know, it's all good. We having fun doing this, you know?
The ties are right here.
You know what I'm saying? We heard some of our jokes get used on other platforms. We wasn't tripping.
All the time.
But something about this special one, something about this one felt so blatant. So, King, a certain uncle of ours used your joke.
My joke?
Your joke. I ain't hear it. I didn't do research. Somebody could do research. Maybe you stole the joke and tell me. But look, how do you feel about Shannon Sharp using your Cowboys with a stepdaddy or absent daddy joke?
I was saying absentee father. So when Uncle heard my shit, he probably like, oh, I got to make this my own. I got to come up with my own shit. So he said the deadbeat dad thing. But I've been saying that for like the last 3 years, talking shit at work, because they got the old guy at work. He always got to say, how about them Cowboys? I'm like, yeah, you know, they going to let you down every year. But, I mean, nothing new. They still out trade rumors. They still out trade proposals. They still out jokes. They still everything from us.
It was a shout out, bro. We're not tripping on stealing our jokes, but come on now.
Like, he could just sneak something in to give us the nod, just be like, you know, I ain't married, but I hug my wife and kids or something like that. Be like, all right, I got you.
I mean, you can shout out the podcast. We say that offensive to who? Karl Malone?
Karl Malone.
Like, is it because we talk shit about Jordan? Like,
fuck Jordan.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of people feel that way. Like, come on, man. God damn it. I don't know, man. I feel bad. It's
the worst. Yeah. It's gonna get worse, bro. Shame on
you, Shannon.
The minute we blow up,
subscribe to the channel if you're gonna do it, man.
The minute we blow up and we get our names out there, yeah.
So where the fuck Cat Williams at?
Oh, bro, that's what it's gonna take.
I'm assuming part two of the interview, he gonna expose that part, right? Not only Steve Harvey stole Mark Curry jokes, apparently you stealing King jokes. Next thing we're gonna upload the clip.
You got Adidas on your feet? I thought you wore Jordans. What's going on?
I'm shocked to see you don't have LeBron's on today, sir. Oh man, shout out to Shannon though, man. For real though, if you stole that joke from King, though, at least give us some type of love. Come on, man.
I got a
some type of love.
gotta repost it and tag him. And the first time I forgot to tag him, I'm definitely gonna tag his ass. No homo, pause, whatever they're saying nowadays.
All right, next up, let's see. Udonis Haslem got his jersey retired with the Miami Heat.
Listen, if it ain't D-Wade, Alonzo Mourning, maybe LeBron, maybe, well, y'all about to say Eddie Jones, but LeBron was sick, so, yeah, it'd be a whole Melo and Jokic thing all over again. D-Wade, Alonzo Mourning, Shaq, and LeBron, and Chris Bosh, out of them, I don't give a shit. They got Jordan number hanging in the fucking L. So it's like, clearly anybody's for a game. I'll probably go, Terry Rozier probably get his fucking jersey retired by the end of the year. And it's like, I get why they did it, because Haslem spent his whole life there. And he was there for the first championship. He was there. I mean, his earlier years, he was a pretty good player. Like, he wasn't nothing, like, I mean, he gets you like 10 points, 10 rebounds. He had the Chris Braids. I mean, what more you could ask for? He played defense.
A couple more points, maybe.
But he wasn't a scorer.
Who was he?
You don't have them type of Braids and be a scorer. He not Iverson. But, like, John jersey hanging up there.
That's the problem. Miami don't give a fuck. They say, you know what? You don't really gotta play. You know what I'm saying? To get the jersey retired, you know, do some other shit. Like, we put Jordan up there because we like the way we like his style, I'm assuming. You know, so fine. Let nobody wear 23 in Miami. This is the part that killed me. This opened up so many doors for other people, man. It's ridiculous. Like, he really didn't do nothing but just stay on a team the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He probably had a no trade clause or refused to get traded throughout his career, so it wasn't no use to trading him.
You know, he had a trade clause. That's wild.
I mean, he probably take whatever amount it was because he was so committed to staying in Miami. So, because I think he went to high school and college in Miami and then wanted to play for the Miami Heat. He really didn't leave like that. So,
he played at Florida.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He stayed in that area so long. So, I guess, you know, he probably would have took whatever because, you know, he always around family. But we're talking about jersey retirement, man. Man, come on, bro. What are we talking? Dog.
Then we should
call
Paul Pierce on the show to talk about it.
No, we got so many people who don't have jerseys retired yet. Like, T-Mac don't have not one jersey retired with Orlando or Houston.
Just Orlando.
Huh? I'm just saying, T-Mac have a better chance of having his jersey retired in Houston versus Udonis Haslem.
Matter of fact, somebody
did the Jazz finally retire? I'm sorry, the Utah finally retired Malone and Stockton jersey?
Yeah, I think Malone jersey say under 13.
Okay, and Stockton, he up there?
Yeah. Him
and okay. Dude, you know what? Congratulations.
Yeah. Shout out to the OG.
I mean, look, I feel Paul Pierce when he say this one wasn't earned. This was a given. Like, I feel him. Like, that makes sense. Like, you not even top 10 Miami players, man.
Man. That's,
you know what? Shout out to you, dog. Shout out to you, Donis. You know, I don't even want to kill him no more, man. Shout out to him.
Yeah. I mean, Yeah, he's not a top 10 Miami player. But, I mean, I guess you got to look at the longevity. And a dude basically a fan favorite. He might get more love than D-Wade around now. He might.
I highly doubt that.
I don't know, but I do get love out there.
But D-Wade celebrity status,
though. You can sit down
for like... D-Wade dressed risky. You can't top that. Like, come on now. He celebrity status, dating Gabrielle Union, and he dressed risky?
Well, they getting a divorce. Yeah.
Huh?
Then they getting a divorce.
After she turned them out like that?
Yeah, I think...
That's cold-blooded. She gonna put him in the streets like that? Dressing like that?
They say he caught her with some dude with dreads wearing Adidas. I don't know. Like,
it's always those guys, you know.
It's always the dudes, bro.
You thought the rapper was bad. Shout out to you, Don Hasman, though. All right, let's see. Lakers. They're looking for a trade again. Again. Didn't we do this shit last year with Russ? Like, we need to get rid of Russ so we'll be better. They found the team and they made it to the Western Conference Finals and they one step away. Austin Reeves stepping up to be the third star of this team. Now they're talking about trading D'Angelo Russell. What's up with these niggas? They do this every year. I don't even think there's a realistic trade that could put them back into the hunt of being a championship squad. And Austin Reeves overrated. I feel like if somebody gonna steal a take from Brian, at least go back and say, oh shit, B been saying Austin Reeves overrated, and he's showing it so much because Anthony Davis balling out, LeBron balling out,
and they help
missing everything else. Huh?
I said they healthy. They've been playing.
Yeah.
They've been playing them to every game.
Everything else been, you know what I'm saying? So, go ahead. I feel like you got something to say about this.
I've been doing my thinking. I've been thinking about it. A Zach LaVine trade won't be bad. Because one, they actually need somebody who could just get the ball and just be like, yeah, he'll take the ball, get us some buckets. He could create his own shot. Brian gonna be Brian. But if I think LaVine will work, but I think the trade that they probably need them, I love the LaVine trade because I still believe in D'Angelo Russell. I think D'Angelo Russell could be the starting point guard still. If you add Zach LaVine
to get a ring.
Yeah. Yeah. If you add Zach LaVine, and cause Zach LaVine is clearly gonna be your third best player. And I don't see nothing wrong with having Zach LaVine as your third best player. That's not as bad as you know it sound or whatever. But I think the only knock on D'Angelo Russell, he a streaky shooter and his defense trash. But I mean, offensively, like, it is what it is with him. Like, as long as he give you 18 to 20 points. And I mean, when he hot. Like, you can see the last couple games, he's been on fire. So it's like,
Russell.
Yeah. But
he wear Adidas or something?
Nah, I think he wear like some Chinese.
Why you holding him down so much?
Cause I fuck with D-Lo. I was happy they got him last year. I was excited.
Right, look, he did better in Brooklyn and Minnesota. Well, like mostly Brooklyn, but
yeah,
let him go, man. It's okay, let him go, man. Let him go, King.
Oh, if you gonna let him go. That's cool. Like, I mean, far as point guards, the only other point guard I can see him getting is Murray. Unless they
I seen that with the trades that's out there. I mean, I'm not even trying to get into the fact of of who they gonna get, because they clearly gonna get somebody. Look like they clearly shopping around. I'm just Come on, man. What are we doing here? We doing this every year. Like I said, like the fact that the reason I'm kind of over and I don't care about what they're doing is because they did the same shit with Russ last year. Now they're doing it with D'Angelo Russell. Like, oh, it's not working out. Let's get rid of the I ain't gonna say the point guard because they're not really getting rid of their point guard, but they find somebody to blame everything on and say, oh, okay, we trade this person. This would be the key to us getting better. And it's like, nah, the key to y'all getting better is y'all actually want to get better, you know. But shout out to Russ. That was the whole point of this damn segment, man. Russ proved y'all wrong again. Clippers in a fourth spot in the West because Russ playing a bench role. But Russ played the bench with the Lakers. But every time they lose, they won't blame it on Russ. I'm like, nah, man. I told y'all.
So clearly, your name can't be Russell playing point guard for the Lakers because they just
don't. At all. Scapegoat. You got the target on you, young man. All right. We thought this was over, King. Thought we had some breathing time. We thought we had some chill time. We thought it was cool. We thought, you know, we could take a year break from this shit.
Uh-oh.
But somehow this motherfucker shows that it's back up in the news, man.
Ooh.
Doc Rivers has showed back up in the NBA.
Ah, what did he do now? Wait. He was in a car accident for DWI.
Nah. He found the job.
McDonald's.
Somehow, some way. This motherfucker keep blowing 3-1 leads.
Target.
And still find a job. Like,
Home Depot.
Huh? Yeah,
Home Depot.
No. He's not only did he find a job, he found the job for one of the best teams in the NBA again.
Birds.
Bruh, you ever seen the chick who quit jobs every 2 weeks, but yeah, she still find a job that still get paid like 70,000 to 80,000?
Man,
like I'm working hard as a motherfucker. I can't get a job paying high, but you quit jobs just off of you feel tired and you still get a high paying job. That's Doc Rivers. How the fuck Doc Rivers keeping these jobs? Look. How long is this 2008 shit gonna last? Like it don't have no expiration date. Like there's no expiration date on winning the championship. Like no. After 2008, he blew some big fucking leads. Like
the most
some Hall of Fame players, and he only won one championship.
He blew
and
the most.
He added again.
Actually, against Boston, and they lost. I don't get it.
I'm officially changing my pick. I don't care. I feel like this should be an automatic qualification to change my pick.
Go right ahead, my brother.
I watched Boston play today against Miami. They looked really good, man. But Miami just got Terry Rozier. If Miami is so scary if they catch their swag. If Hero, Rozier, Butler, and Bam all on point, that sounds so scary, but it's so risky too. Philly, I think Embiid showing his ass right now, but the playoffs, I think they're gonna lock him down. I think that's just the formula. Like, okay, we're gonna let you do your thing, but once the playoffs hit, it's a different lockdown. So, man, I hate to go against Giannis, man, but I'm going to just grow with Boston on this one, I guess.
You might not have
I really wanted to pick Giannis and Dame, but I don't trust Doc, though. I'm sorry. Not Doc.
Doc, and I'm going to give Giannis his respect because he did get that championship. But
hey, I got to say something about his ass, too.
I was up last night thinking about this, and while I won't, like, I was like, man, this is disaster waiting to happen. Giannis with Doc and Dame, like, this shit gonna be bad. Like, the Bucks already took a hit. I guess they were trying to blame the coach for the defense. It's like, once you traded Drew Holiday for Dame, you know your defense was going to take a hit. You should have known that.
Fact. Even
saw that shit. So while you probably be more potent, or should be more potent offensively, like defense, you know they were going to take a step back, which they did. But adding Doc, like Doc, and then they fired Coach Bud for not making any type of adjustments last year in the playoffs. The fuck you think Doc going to do? He going to be like, y'all go out there and play basketball. Y'all not going to be like, Doc, what do we do, Doc? What do we do? Shoot. Lay up.
It's all basketball, Dave. He's pretty good at basketball. Just, yeah, he can shoot the rock pretty good.
He's going to be like, did you try a layup? Yeah. Did you try a reverse layup? I don't know, maybe. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Giannis, everything that happens is your fault. Your name is on Budenholzer getting fired. That dude Griffin getting hired. Him getting fired in the middle of the season, and Doc Rivers getting hired. I don't know if it's true or not, but your name attached to all four of those transactions.
It is.
So, huh?
It is.
Oh, okay. So your name attached to all four of that. And honestly, that kind of made me look at you kind of crazy now. Cause I'm like, man, you gotta wild out now. You gotta Embiid, if you see Embiid, you gotta embarrass him. You gotta embarrass Tatum in the Celtics. Just gonna strengthen you pulling a Jordan, a Magic, LeBron thing, like you killing coaches for no reason. So
it's not gonna work.
I don't know. Now with Doc. Doc history, he got more bad than good. He got one good, actually. He got a lot of bad. No, he win a lot. He win a lot. He disappointed really big though. So
man, I looked at it, I'm like, he got Dame and he got Giannis. And I was like, we've been here before with Doc. He got a point guard that wear Adidas and the MVP level big man. He had that the last 2 years and they ain't do shit. So, think you gonna do with this team? Then I'm like, I ain't gonna take nothing away from Giannis and them championship, but I'm like, let's be real. Y'all only made it to the finals because Kyrie and Harden got hurt. And then you went to the finals, all you had to do is not out choke Chris Paul, which is hard to do. So it's like for you to out-choke Chris Paul in the playoffs, like that's some next level choking right there. So all you really had to do was show up and it was gonna happen. So that you got that ring, and it's like, yeah. Like, who the fuck you think it is to be firing coaches and hiring coaches? Then you hire Doc Rivers. I can see if you got Phil Jackson to come back, or you the fucking dug up Red R back or somebody. You fucking hire Doc Rivers. Like, why the fuck you ain't call me a Blazer coach? Blaze got
I'm not sure what the fuck is going on when people pick Doc Rivers. Like, man, I'd rather, honestly, at this point, I'd rather pick somebody like random as hell. Like, what Jeff Van Gundy at? Like, you don't feel like coaching no more?
Why you ain't call this man? He job ready right now. He got a suit. He ready. And you can hear what he's saying. He got a cup of water. He keep a bottle of water.
I'm about to say, I'm going to look at Giannis like, you got me here. Like, what's the play?
Were you drawing up players the other day?
About to say, hey, I don't know, man. Good luck. I think I'm going to roll Boston on this one, man. I don't know who I'm picking in the East no more, but Doc Rivers kind of fucked my head up on this one. All right. So, big night in the NBA. I think that was Tuesday. Tuesday was a big night.
I think it was Monday.
It was Monday?
Yeah. I believe.
Because today wins. So, Monday was a big night in basketball. Giannis got a triple-double. Cat got 62 points.
KD had 47.
KD at 47 and a game-winning buzzer beater. And Joel Embiid has 70 points. Big night for big men.
Jaylen Brown dropped 77. Him he and shook Luka. He shook Luka and fell.
Oh, okay.
So it was like Embiid scored 70, Jaylen Brown dropped 77. It's showing him shaking Luka and he fell.
No, I got you. I ain't think about that. That's dope. I ain't know all that happened that one night. Okay, cool. It was a big night. But outside the Jaylen Brown thing, everybody else is quote unquote big man. Shout out to Giannis doing your thing. I mean, we already talked about you. Shout out to Cat. Do it again, I guess. I don't know what to tell you. Do it again, you know.
I ain't gonna give Cat too much shit. Like it should be bad because they lost to the Hornets, but like they're the number one team in the West, so it's like whatever.
Tell you what. Before I get to the other two, there's one thing that I noticed about this night from Cat to KD to Embiid to Giannis. They all played garbage teams. KD played the Bulls. Embiid played the Spurs. Even though they had Wimby, still the Spurs trash. Cat played the Hornets.
Yeah.
And I think Giannis played Detroit or some shit like that.
Bro, it took a maximum effort to beat Detroit.
They all play garbage teams. It's a nice little, you know, I guess a record-breaking performance for Embiid. Giannis did a second 30-point triple-double. But I think this night was well overhyped. But before I break down the other two individuals of Embiid and KD, I want your reaction.
Only thing I got to say about the Joel Embiid night is, did you see the celebration when they was pouring the water bottle on him?
Yeah.
They're like the gayest shit I ever seen. He was like, what the fuck? Like,
what? Hey, if he was a foot shorter, would it look better? Like, maybe because he's so tall, it looked weird. Like,
and poured it on him. And he was like, just like. I mean, he definitely gotta go change his pants now.
Whoa, okay.
But I mean,
I do want to stick to Joel Embiid though.
I mean, anytime you get 70, man, that's fine. Like,
it is special.
I really don't give a shit who is on, because if you score 70, like that's crazy. They're like but 60.
But my thing is 70, not 100. So stop putting up that motherfucking sign. That is pissing me off every time. Like, why, bruh? Why, Keem? Why do they put up the sign every time, dog?
Nobody's
like Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Najuel Embiid. Like, damn. Dude, David Rock, like, look. Will scored 100. They didn't televise the game, so it made sense for them to put up the fucking sign. Kobe, he ain't put up no damn sign. Like, they had to put a meme up to put Kobe up there. And then I think, what, David Robinson or David Thompson, the third person, was 73?
David Robinson
got 73. He ain't put up no damn sign. Like, why the fuck everybody putting up the sign? I hate that with a passion, bro. Like, if you break the record, then you put up a sign, but if you not even getting in third place and you putting up a sign like Will Kobe, either David one. Robinson, huh?
Kobe scored 81 and just threw the finger up in the air as he was walking to the bench. That was it.
That's it. Like it's not 100. And I don't know. People be talking about how somebody gonna break 100. I can't tell. I don't think so.
The closest person he had to was Harden.
And even then, I think his career high is 63. So yeah. I hate the signs. People need to stop that nonsense. It's for what? Like when your kids ask about it, like, why you put up the sign?
Because
Wilt did it. Oh, who is Wilt? And you look it up, he got 100. Like, damn, daddy, he's going 100. Like, oh. I got 70 though.
I got a picture of me on Facebook holding up 101.
Hey, like, look, I could upload one that say 103. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. The only thing I can say is the times, memes.
Shout out to Joel Embiid. Like you said, scoring 70 ain't no joke, especially as a big man. Like, you did your thing, but I hate the holding up the sign thing, because maybe if it was a trend, maybe like if David Robinson did it, then Kobe did it, then I don't know, somebody else scored 70 or something like that. Or even when, if it was a trickle-down trend. But nah, they just started doing that nonsense out of nowhere. Devin Booker, I think, started it when he dropped 70, and they fucking lost. Get the fuck out of here with that, man. Good job, Joel Embiid. You dropped 70. Shout out to everybody who dropped 70, but that sign shit, y'all gonna say that for somebody who actually gonna break the record. At least break Kobe record. Like, break Kobe record then, you know? That's a start.
Just hold up a couple men when you take that picture.
Speaking of couple men, nah, I'm just fucking with you. My shout out to my dog. He ain't no couple men, but he kind of wilding on some shit, man. Kevin Wayne Durant, you really want your respect out of us, huh? Like, you not playing. You really like, nah. Like, y'all not paying attention. I'm killing shit out there. Son said he should be in the GOAT conversation. I know you wanted to talk. This your third, second or third? He's second, right?
He even got bummed down.
Wait, what?
He got bummed down.
I know Harden.
Harden. Luka.
Lucas jumped to number two?
Luca is number two.
What, Kyrie?
You know, there's been a rough couple of years for these dudes, bro.
Hold up. Because you're not solid as B. Everybody know my top four. The five is changeable. I guess Zion can have my five spot because he with the squad. But, you know, Russ, Paul George, B.I., Ja, Zion. For the longest, it's been Harden, Kyrie, and KD. The Brooklyn was your squad.
Matter of fact, Kyrie was my favorite player at first.
He was.
Kyrie was
understand, my understand, favorite. Understand that Harden jumped the gun, but I'm trying to figure out, wait, what, Luka didn't snuck in? What, like,
oh yeah, and
talk to me. Talk to me.
Halliburton number three. Yeah.
Oh shit. Number three. Okay.
Because KD.
It'll take much to get your love. I see.
KD and Kyrie. Well, more mainly Kyrie. I'm mad Kyrie fucked up Harden's chance at getting the ring. I feel like all that was Harden. I mean, all that was Kyrie fault. Because if the team would have stuck together, they'd have been able to squeeze out at least one championship. And that's all my dog really needs. Nah, that year he got hurt and Kyrie got hurt, I'm not going to fault him for that. I fault Kyrie for the next year and all that bullshit they had going on, which is the reason why he asked for a trade in the first place. KD been pissing me off with the whole... You go to a team, you go to Golden State, you save Golden State, which, like, nobody give you credit for doing. You actually save Golden State. Because Golden State was just, I mean, they had that one championship, and then they had the next year, what happened with Brian. It was like, I don't think Golden State would have did all that without KD. So that kind of solidifies your legacy in my eyes. Like, all right, yeah. But you go to Brooklyn, fire the coach, all that shit that go. You ask for a trade every other week when you was in Brooklyn. Then you get you get traded to Phoenix, got a whole nother super team. And it's like, you ain't did shit since you left Golden State.
So where you got on your list, man?
Number four.
Okay, all right. Goddamn. That's harsh. KD, you hear this, man? You got to get his love back, man.
Not to mention, he just went that lot familiar a couple of weeks ago.
And he got Halliburton above you, man. That's new hotness. That's like damn, Keem. I know it just don't take much to get your attention, huh? You just head on a swivel, huh?
Had a championship by now, and them two fucked it up.
All right, your fourth favorite player right now. Say he should be in the GOAT conversation. Do you want to go first, or you want my opinion first?
KD, like as of 2 years ago, KD not even top 10. So I got stuff over him. And it's like, how you the GOAT? He ain't even top 10. Like, let's be real. Like, I'm starting to look at you like how Blaze and his daddy was looking like, shit, you ain't fucking with the doctor. Let me pull up Doc stats right quick. But nah, like, nah, man, he ain't even close to the GOAT. Like, it's not, I mean, he ain't even the greatest seven footer. Like,
he's 6'11", technically.
Is he 6'11"?
If you want to give him 7 foot, that's fine. But he's not the greatest 7 foot either.
Like he the greatest. He might not even be the greatest Oklahoma City Thunder player. I'm like, I get at the Russ.
That is debatable. You're right. That is debatable.
Russ was the MVP. He was on that final team with KD. And he got like
two. Probably had a better finals than KD too on that.
He had two of his, I don't know, KD, Russ and Harden stunk it up against Miami. Russ and Harden stunk it up.
I'm going by that one half Russ had.
But Russ had two of his triple-double seasons with Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you to go at? Being a Durant? Like, I don't know.
Okay, so I want to be fair to Kevin Durant because I fucks with KD. If he thinks he's the GOAT by just being a baller, like once I'm on the court, ain't nobody fucking with me, he have a perfectly good conversation to say that. Him, Jordan, Bron, Kobe, even T-Mac got a chance to say that, but we don't really consider that when we talk about the GOAT. When we talk about the GOAT, you gotta have that resume, you gotta have that yeah going on, you know what I'm saying? You gotta be really putting up these crazy numbers. And your resume gotta be on fire. So if we really gonna open up the GOAT conversation for him, one name popped in my head before I break down everything else. Matter of fact, tell you what, if KD is a GOAT, in a GOAT conversation, that means we had to open up the GOAT conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So check me out. Jordan and LeBron are always the obvious ones. Then you got Kareem, who's supposed to be in that conversation, but he get looked over. Then you got Kobe and Wilt, who people add on to it. Including Duncan. Then Shaq throw his name in that mix. You know, might as well say Shaq in the GOAT conversation. If KD in the GOAT conversation, then we got Bird and Magic. If you put them in the if KD in the GOAT conversation, got to put them two in the GOAT conversation. Then you got Bill Russell. Got to put him in the GOAT conversation. He's supposed to be in a real GOAT conversation anyway. Let me keep going. We got Hakeem. Two championships, defensive player of the year, probably the best two-way player of all time. He got to be in the GOAT conversation, right? Then you got Shaq. Shaq got three finals MVPs, one of the most dominant players of all time. He should be in the GOAT conversation. Like you said, my boy Dr. J, my daddy should be proud of me right now. Dr. J should be in the GOAT conversation. He was one of the best players in ABA and one of the best players in the NBA when he was in the game. Hondo. John Havlicek, why he not in the GOAT conversation with KD in the GOAT conversation? Dude got plenty of championships. He got an MVP. He got finals MVPs. He's one of the best scorers in doing his time. Keep going?
Yeah.
We got Isaiah Thomas. Why not Isaiah Thomas? Why he can't be in the GOAT conversation? He won two championships. He clearly led this old badass teams of dudes who barely knew how to play basketball. Let's be real. They was good at basketball, but come on, man. These dudes are enforcers. He led them to two championships. Why not throw him in the mix? Should I keep it going?
Keep it going.
Moses Malone. Why not Moses Malone? Three MVPs. He led the 80. He had the 4-4-4. Like who? Nobody did that shit, and he did that. He beat Magic them. Come on, man. We gotta give him love. Keep it going.
You got more?
Why not Jerry West, man? Come on now. 8 finals, man. One of the greatest scorers of all time. Clearly won MVPs during the Wilt times. You know, check that resume.
Yeah. I fuck with Jerry West.
I'm just saying, if KD in a GOAT conversation, why we can't include Jerry West? You want one more?
Who you got?
Why we can't say Kawhi Leonard now? Come on now. If Kawhi Leonard got 2 defense player of the year, 2 finals MVPs, 2 championships, that sound like Kevin Durant. I mean, but of course, Kevin Durant got the full scoring titles. But, I mean, if we going by that, if we putting KD in that GOAT conversation, why we can't put Kawhi in that GOAT conversation? So the GOAT conversation opened up to about 20 dudes if we putting KD in it, right? That's fair? I'm going to stop right there, but I'm going to throw some other names out there. Just throwing them out there. You got Giannis and Joker. If one of them win the championship, are they in the GOAT conversation? Why the fuck not?
They've already got one ring that people respect more than both of your rings.
They already got 2 MVPs also. Double your MVPs. Now, I don't think they're in the GOAT conversation, but I'm just saying, like, these people who are knocking on the door now, you know, people who retired, who I got written down, Charles Barkley, Karl Malone, Elgin Baylor, Oscar Robertson, Kevin Garnett, of course, they're not in the GOAT conversation, and I think KD above those dudes. KD got in the top 20 for me, but still, that's why he can't be the part of the GOAT conversation. You got too many people if we put you in there. You open up the door for more people to bring more people in there.
And I'm like the only person who respects his championships. And nobody else respects his championships. I don't do them. I feel like...
I mean, it count. You know? That's the best I can say. It count.
He saved Golden State.
He saved them?
Saved them. Like, they wouldn't have won no championships. Well, not saved them, but they wouldn't have won no championships. They wouldn't winning another championship without KD.
I'm not gonna dwell on that. If you want to go with that route, that's fine. I'm not gonna dwell on that one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I figured out they would have had, like, you can have that one. I it's hard for me to say that LeBron would have just bullied these dudes all around. But I'm gonna tell you where the issue come in at. Where's KD at if he's not in Golden State? So that's the only reason I give you that. If he's still in OKC, I agree with you. Then Golden State probably not going to the championship all those years. If he go anywhere else, Washington, I don't know who else was out there during the time. I forgot. Another top team. You're right. But that's all I got.
Yeah, KD, you're not the GOAT. Just give it up. You had a hell of a career.
Be fair, man. He said the conversation.
He's not in the conversation. He's not. Like, he ain't even in the waiting room. He's not in the lobby. Like, he's standing outside the building just looking like, can I get in? Can I come in? No, you can't come in. No. Like, the only way he could ask for a trade to the Hornets and win like 3 straight championships with the Hornets, then you could get some considerations.
All right. That's all I got on news topics, man.
What a Pascal trade.
Yeah. Pascal and got out of Toronto. He with Indiana, which I don't think made Indiana better. Like, they're a better team, but they're not better on the rank. They're not better in my eyes of Because I already thought they was better than New York and probably Cleveland. So I don't think that put them above anybody, because I think Miami was still better than them. Now that Miami traded for Terry Rozier, I think Miami's still edging them. But hey, shout out to him. He in a better situation.
I ain't gonna lie. Now that Miami got Rozier, the Pacers got Siakam, like, I'll probably put the Pacers as the 5th best team in the East. I bumped Milwaukee down to the 4th best team and put Miami up there. I feel like it's Boston, Philly, Miami, then Milwaukee, and then Indiana.
I still swap Miami. I mean, Milwaukee. I think Giannis still just that good of a player to where he's still going to be a top 3 seed. And yeah, even Dame. Like, I'm not going to sleep on them. Like,
Giannis, it's the playoff games that's going to matter.
Oh, you're just going by rankings. You're not going by how they're going to finish.
Yeah.
Okay, I can't argue that yet, because, like, again, the Doc Rivers shit, we can't really sleep on how fucked up he could be.
But
All-Stars got announced. So, let's see. I think I can know off the top of my head. In the Western Conference, we can just go by each side. Western Conference, obviously, LeBron, KD, and wait, who am I missing? And Joker. And then the guards is Luka and Shea.
That's who I actually had on my list, Luka and Shea.
Why not Ant over Luka?
Because it's Luka.
If you feel like that, why not Steph?
No. I'm just saying, like, it's a popularity contest. And like, KD is the leading vote getter. I don't even think KD deserves to be an All-Star starter. I had Kawhi in that spot.
Nah, LeBron is, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, KD one of the, like, if LeBron number one, KD number two for his votes. Like, KD up there in votes. But, like, I don't think, like, KD probably deserves to be an All-Star just because he KD. But starting, I'd have gave that to Kawhi. I had that was my starting lineup, but I had, like I said, Kawhi.
Actually, Giannis 1, LeBron 2, Embiid is 3, KD is 4.
Oh, okay.
Still right there, so you know.
Top 5 or whatever, but, like, yeah, like I said, I would have had, I was thinking about Ant, but I was like, she having a better year than Ant. And I mean, Ant number one, Ant got his team number one in the West. But
so if you was picking, would you put Ant over Luka? Would you still have Shea back there? That's the exact squad you would pick.
I have Luka. I have Shea. No, you know, I still have Luka. I mean, yeah, I still have Luka.
Shea and Luka. I don't know. I think I would have put Ant above Luka, because I would have rewarded what Minnesota doing by giving Ant a starting position. That's me. Like Luka, like, they teaming like 6 or 7 now. You know, they started off hot, but now they cooled down. So it's like, all right, I might as well give it to the hottest squad. So that's just me.
It's that shoestring headband he been wearing. People fascinated with that.
Who, Luka?
Yeah, like, why is his headband so small?
I think it's what he wearing.
I feel like a little shoestring around his head or some shit. Like, what the fuck?
All right, in the Eastern Conference, of course, Tatum and B, Giannis, that was obvious. And I think Dame and Halliburton, the two backcourt. Halliburton should be hurt. I think he's going to be hurt for the All-Star game. Who would you put right there?
Brunson.
Why?
I mean, I probably had Brunson And Halliburton is my starting backcourt. Like, maybe.
I didn't even think about Brunson, man.
I maybe Jaylen Brown, but.
I had Spider, and I had Trae Young above Brunson.
I thought about Spider.
I don't know why you didn't. He been having a good year too.
He's Spider. You know, he's on his feet.
Yeah. Even Maxie, I would have put Maxie above. That's why I'm hating on Brunson. I don't know.
Two Tyrese, my bad. That's why I had Maxie up there. I was forgetting about Maxie. I had Halliburton and Maxie
as my maybe I'm hating on Brunson or something, though. I don't know.
That's who I had. My bad. Yeah, I
thought Tyrese backcourt.
Yeah. Tyrese. I had Maxie and Halliburton.
I would have definitely put. I'm cool with Dame being in the backcourt. That's fine. But I probably put Spider at the other position. Number one, it's an all-star game. Like I mean, he gonna put on the show for you. So
tell me this: think Harden deserves to be an all-star?
Yeah,
I say yeah too. But I think how the year started off, they're not going to get it to him. He's not going to be able to get it. Like, maybe.
They're going to reward a Clipper, but it's going to be Paul George. And the fact that I think every team on the West deserve an all-star, think about it. Murray might not be an all-star again.
I don't think he's an all-star.
You got Ant. They probably reward Cat. Shea.
I don't think Cat going to make it. I think only one Timberwolves going to make it.
I'm just saying these are who possibility. I think once it trickle down, because you know LeBron and AD gonna sneak their way into that. I mean, well, LeBron already in that, AD gonna sneak his way into that. Steph gonna sneak his way into it. Somebody from the Kings gonna sneak their way into it.
Don't be surprised
if Wimby in there, you know.
I don't think Wimby gonna make it.
I said don't be surprised. I'm going by people who like, wow, they made the All-Star game, you know. Devin Booker still gotta revisit him. They got so many people, so he gonna like they gonna reward one Clipper in this ship. It's gonna be likely Paul George.
I hope it's Paul George.
All right, that's definitely all the news I got. But I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah, I think we covered everything that needed to be covered. I mean, let me check my notes. I don't think I had.
I still got these would you rathers if you want to get these out the way.
I mean, if you with it, I'm with it.
All right, look, we can do this, you know, this that clip worthy shit.
Before we go any further, Rozier got traded for Kyle Lowry. I don't think the Hornets is going to keep Kyle Lowry. There's only one team that should sign Kyle Lowry. And it's obvious. Who need a point guard? Who need some type of competent point guard? Just something. Somebody that can pass the ball.
Send him back to Toronto. Send him back to Toronto.
Toronto already got too many guards.
What you trying to push, King?
Send him to Philly. I mean, not Philly, Phoenix.
Damn, that actually makes sense. I thought you was about to say New Orleans.
We're trying to win down here.
You know what? I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I like that. I like that idea. Like, he ain't trying to score. He could pass the ball and he could take a charge.
Take Booker off the ball. Like,
yeah, because they actually need him to be off the ball more.
Hey, Booker way better as a two guard than him. I mean, he done great as a point guard, but it's like, he'll be so much better as a two guard. Like, let him look for his own shots instead of trying to look for his own shots and then set up for everybody else. But what you got over there?
Would you rather? Let's see. You already know I try to come up with that clever shit, and then I know who I'm talking to, so I got to make sure I pull heartstrings on this.
Well, no.
Would you rather KD never leave the Warriors or Harden never leave the Rockets?
KD never leave the Warriors.
Really?
I mean, Harden had to run this course. Nah, I wouldn't have wanted Harden to leave Brooklyn, especially if he could have stayed with KD and Kyrie, or even just KD. But yeah, like I was good on Harden leaving Brooklyn. Harden leaving Houston. Like, yeah.
KD. I felt like he could have made that something serious. And I also feel like KD leaving the Warriors was necessary because the NBA was on lockdown. So I definitely went with Harden never leave the Rockets.
I think the league would have caught up with him. They'd have figured out. Because first of all, they wouldn't have been able to
get that. KD and Steph still remain top 10 players with the next 5 more years.
They wouldn't have been able to keep all those dudes in the fucking wheel.
If you willing to pay luxury tax, they would have.
Yeah, but I still think they'd have caught up to him.
Would you rather Ja Morant with Embiid size or Embiid with Kyrie bag?
Embiid with Kyrie bag. To see a big dude come down the court with handles like that doing up, man, that's crazy. I mean, maybe Wimby. Maybe we got that at Wimby. But having B come down there doing some shit, Kyrie, man, that's bad.
We talking about Ja Morant, but 7'1". And we talking about Wimby with Kyrie finishing handles.
Flying big man, that could jump out the gym.
Huh?
We had a high flying big man that could jump out the gym.
But we talking about everything, Ja. Ja could shoot too now.
I guess because Embiid already could shoot.
Man, but he ain't as aggressive as Ja. That's why I'm like, man, that might be different.
6'7", motherfucker trying to dunk on everybody from the free throw line.
You know?
That's more scary than anything.
What are we talking about?
That is
nasty, man. That's nasty.
I'll go with Ja having a B size.
But having a 7'4" dude with Kyrie handles is video game shit.
But you can't go wrong either way.
Nah. Because the more I think about it, I think I'm leaning. I'm probably more excited to see a 7'4" dude with that handle. So I probably will go to Wimby with Kyrie bag. I just didn't want you to shoot a whole Ja Morant being 7'1". Like, boy, that'd be nuts.
Like, I'm looking at it. Like, I look at Embiid, and I'm like, Embiid already do. I mean, he don't have that motor. That maybe if he had Ja motor, he probably wouldn't feel like that in the playoffs. But, like, if he was to come down and he had Kyrie bag with the spin moves and the handles and the crazy layups and all that shit wouldn't even seem fair. Even I pissed off at that on 2K. Like, all right, bro, what the fuck we doing here?
That's it. I don't care what you say, that motherfucker is not real.
I'm telling you right now, that motherfucker right there is not real.
Oh, man. All right.
Out to the Lakers, they blowing somebody out.
Who would you rather in today's game? Now, think about this one before I give you the answer. We got Embiid, Joker, Bam. I guess you want to put AD at center. Who would you rather in today's game? Kareem, and I'm talking about 70s Kareem, or Wilt?
Wilt hands down.
Damn. Oh, you know, 70 Kareem was a dog, bro.
Yeah. No.
I agree.
The skill Will had, Will.
I agree with you. And it's honestly, it's not, it's because of how people disrespect Wilt these days. Like, man, I ain't gonna lie, I think Wilt still put smoke on people, man. Like, maybe Wilt made everybody look stupid, you know, trying to disrespect the competition.
Yeah, nobody trying to see no fucking hook shot in 2024. Wilt gonna have all the holes at the game.
Show Jordan Poole how to perform in front of the daddies.
You say what to do with these
Spanish
young fella. You don't know what to do right now.
I'm gonna show you how many you bring home is how many points you score. So if I score 50, I'm bringing 50 home.
Will led the league in assists. What would be doing with Joker doing?
I ain't gonna say he going that far, but he definitely be a problem.
I'm gonna say that he'll be doing what Joker doing and playing defense. And smashing all the holes.
I ain't arguing with you on that one. All right. Who would you want to come save the Lakers? Think about this one. Magic or Kobe?
Kobe.
I told him, think about it. Like,
we already got a 6'9" point guard.
Yeah, but we got LeBron playing off ball now. Let me help up for Magic. Cause my answer Kobe, but let me help up for Magic because I thought this was a better debate than just straight answer. So the Lakers still try to do transition offense outside of AD and LeBron. So Magic had the Young Gunners running. He take the ball off of LeBron. LeBron could play off ball, which would preserve some energy. And he could always set up AD for something in the lane. So, I mean, Magic do got a case to save the Lakers. I do agree with Kobe because we don't need all that extra shit from all y'all. I got this, and y'all back me the fuck up, which is Kobe mentality, which, of course, I'm always a fan of. But I'm just saying.
Well, LeBron too nice, and he very passive aggressive. Magic too nice. We gonna need Kobe to come on that team and light a fire into somebody. Maybe Austin Reeves might turn into an all star if Kobe slapped the shit out of him. Sasha bullshit.
Austin Reeves done here, man. We know for a fact he not about to emerge out no type of smoke or nothing like that. I don't care how much Young Jeezy he listening to. He not the guy.
But the Lakers, outside of if they just had somebody else that could score, that could take the ball and score, they'll be fine. Even with the up and down player, all they bench players. Like if they was to add Kobe. Yeah, I mean, Magic will work too, but I'm just looking at it like you already got a point guard that's a spotty shooter, and Magic not playing no defense, can't play no defense, even though he's 6'9". And nobody trying to see a hook shot in 2024? Magic can't shoot. He gonna drive to the lane. He's just gonna hook shot all day. He ain't gonna be able to get to the lane. He probably could get to the lane, but I'm good. All right,
you definitely made your point. And people think I hate on Magic. God damn,
I have all the holes.
Last one. I'm putting a legend on a current team. So. Would you rather Steve Nash on the Suns or D-Wade on the Heat?
D-Wade on the Heat is crazy. Steve Nash on the Suns. With that team?
Yeah.
Man. give me Nas on the Suns.
Damn, you just said D Wade and Heat was crazy.
That is crazy, but nigga, prime Nas?
Yeah.
With KD to go and book him and
Bill? Go conversation.
Yeah. I take Nas.
Damn, D Wade in the Heat though, man.
D Wade in the Heat will be not him and Jimmy and Wade, they're similar players.
Yeah, but they did it before in Chicago, before Rondo got hurt.
And it wasn't that good in Chicago neither, but you know.
In the playoffs, they slapped.
I think Rondo had got hurt. So that
he kind did, of, yeah. That's what threw him off.
But yeah, I still to go in Nash when the only problem that Phoenix has is they need a point guard and then somebody who could distribute the ball and still shoot and get to the Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got. I agree with you. I'll go with Nash because I think that would be a crazy. You don't know who to guard in that situation. So I agree with you on Nash. But that's all I got.
Yeah, that's it. All
right. Well, shout out to everybody. Wait, my bad.
Gotta let them know.
If we forgot anything, if y'all got some, this is a news episode. So y'all can't say we forgot anything. But look. Just fucking hit us up, man. Come on now. Facebook, Championship Ringside.
Instagram, Championship_Ringside.
Twitter at Champ Ringside.
Email, championshipringside@gmail.com.
Of course, YouTube channel, TikTok, like, share, subscribe. I'm honestly don't even worry about this part of the episode no more because it's all in the descriptions. And honestly, I made some... No, the basketball side is the same. So the wrestling side, they got new shit to it. But anyway... Cash App. Don't worry about the Cash App. Keep sharing the channel. Share the channel. I see the YouTube channels got 2 more subscribers. Keep subscribing.
Stop stealing our jokes.
Yeah. Or at least tell us. DM us. Yeah. I got to check the email. Maybe they emailed us first. You know, I just didn't check the email. But video gaming channel.
Championship Ringside on Twitch, Championship Ringside Nerd Station on YouTube. I was playing that 2K. I had a season going with the Spurs, and then the big trade happened, so I started it over. And I'm trying to start another season with the Spurs. I was trying to put Trae Young on the Spurs, but that shit ain't happening. They really want an arm and a leg for it. And I just downloaded The Last of Us 2 because they remastered it for the PS5. So that's probably why I spent all my time. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but I beat Spider-Man last week. So, yeah, pretty much what I got going on. I'll probably start streaming The Last of Us tonight once we finish recording.
Coolio. Shout out to everybody showing love. Shout out to everybody listening. Shout out to everybody shouting out. God bless. Be smart. Stop hating. Stop bitching. Be smart. And King, send them home.
Hug your wife and kids. And tomorrow, 4-year anniversary of the Mamba passing. Rest in peace, Kobe. That's all
rest I got. Peace to the Mamba. Damn.
Yeah.
Happy basketball. And hey, shout out to that goal conversation. We didn't open it up now.
Pause. Got it on his face. Hmm? Basketball right here.
Happy basketball.